Radio.
Good morning, Jayantians. I am Angela, your host. I have with me Riksum.
And we welcome you to another episode of KJC Radio.
This episode is a special one because today we are talking music of the Bangalore streets. Yes, you heard it right. We are talking hip-hop today.
From the streets to the mainstream.
From the street corners of the world stage, hip-hop has grown into one of the world's most prominent musical genres and cultural influences. Explore significant events in hip-hop history and an explosive evolution.
Hip-hop is a subculture and an art movement that emerged from the Bronx in New York City during early 1970s. Its development reflected the negative effects of post-industrial decline, political discourse, and a rapidly changing economy.
Consequently, businesses closed the doors, causing many economic opportunities to evaporate. As a result, urban youth turned to the streets for recreation and self-expression. The abandoned buildings and parking lots set the stage for block parties.
These block parties laid the groundwork for everything associated with early hip-hop culture. DJs and MCs brought the music by setting up mobile sound systems introduced by Jamaican culture. Sheets of cardboard became dance floors for breakdancers, and brick walls transformed into canvases for graffiti.
Do you know how it started in India, Riksum? Baba Sehgal introduced hip-hop to India in 1990. And while several musicians had tried their luck before him, Sehgal made it with a huge song, Thanda Thanda Pani, which drew a large audience. Simple and catchy lyrics with repetitive looping beats attracted listeners' attention. Sehgal remarked in an interview, this was unlike anything that he had done before.
In the early 2000s, Bohemia gave India its first significant rap revolution. The Punjabi rapper took what was already there and gave it a whole new spin. He pushed the movement in the Indian hip-hop to the international level with his commercial singles like Paisa, Nasha, Pyar and School Di Kitab. This is regarded as one of the major milestones in Indian hip-hop, which resulted in the establishment of authentic rap culture in India.
We were lucky enough to have had a chat with MC Thrift. Well, MC Thrift is a rapper from Bangalore who has been rapping since 2018.
We had a chance to sit down and interview him, and this is how it went.
Okay, so good morning to one and all listening to today's radio show. My name is Riksum Tamang and I am a host for today, and I am beyond thrilled, beyond excited to have with me here MC Thrift, a rapper from Bangalore. Welcome, my brother.
Yo, what's up, bro? What's up, everybody? Not only my MC Thrift, so this is MC Thrift rapping B-Town, aka Bangalore. So my brother Riksum is hosting the show, so I'm so glad to be a part of it. So go, my brother, let's shoot.
Thank you so much, brother, for accepting to do this interview.
Hey.
So the first question that I want to ask you today, MC Thrift, is how and where did you start your rapping career?
Yes, so it all started like from 2016, when the first song from, I used to listen to Eminem songs in the old times, and I used to do the rapping for his songs. And later I heard a song called Atma Rama, which is from our OG of Indian hip hop and real face of Indian rap, Gadhavi. After hearing that song, I got super inspired that even I want to become a rapper. So I started hustling, started writing my own rhymes. I used to pick up YouTube beats and I used to, do the songs on that particular beat. But later, as I moved forward, I got a chance to meet a lot of wonderful artists. I got a chance to be a part of the biggest team on India, which is Team Chirayu, obviously, which we recently did a cypher with 56 people in one song, and we achieved a Karnataka Book of Records. But my huge credit goes to Brother V, because he was the reason that today MC Thrift is existing in the game.
Hey, that's great, man. That's your Brother V is also one of my favorites, man.
Hey, that's
good to hear that, man. So, MC Thrift, where do you think the Bangalore hip-hop scene or the Indian hip-hop scene in general stands? And what do you think we need to do to improve it for it to reach greater heights?
I would say when it's come to the place, yes, already globally we are recognized as, when it's come to Indian hip-hop, yes, big names come up, Brother V, Rafstar, Honey Singh is the bop of star hip-hop because he was the one who was trending and still trending at this moment, MC Stan, And when it comes to Kannada, obviously MC Biju is there, who is the god of Kannada rap. So currently, yes, we are globally recognized, but at the same time, like what I suggest people to improve, I mean, currently the scene is going very awesome, but what I suggest as a personal suggestion from a fellow rapper is, I want everybody to, you know, collaborate with each other, you know, stand in a united scene and show the world that we are here. But here, certain people are scattered apart in their own ways and they're trying to hustle. But I would suggest like everybody should, you know, get in together so that they can build a community and they can build themselves. I mean, growing each other at the same time. Yes. That's what I suggest.
That's true, man. That's true, man. Good to hear that, bro. MC supporting each other, that's good to see and good to hear at the same time. And for this, I would also like to mention that MC Thrift's latest song was among the top 10 in Jio7 Bangalore, if I'm not wrong.
It's in Spotify Kannada Indie playlist, bro.
Spotify Kannada Indie playlist. So your MC Thrift song is reaching new heights. If you haven't heard the song, you all go check out MC Thrift on Spotify and YouTube. And the final question for MC Thrift today is, I would like to ask if there are any upcoming songs that we'll get to hear soon from your side.
Oh yes, absolutely, my brother. I got a crazy lineup. So recently I released a song which is called Solo King, which is one of the first anime conscious come this song, which is already trending in Spotify Kannada Indie playlist as the top 13. So it was in top 10, but yeah, now it's in top 13 still. It's trending. And in the Wink Music, my recent single, India's first mythical song, One Love, One God, is in top 6, which is a huge announcement. So yes, and my upcoming track is called Alpha Talking, which is gonna be shot in Goa, and very soon I know you people will love it because it's the first track which I've been working on from 3 years. So I would say it's one of the biggest projects of my career. So yes, I would say proudly that Alpha Talking is coming soon.
Thanks, man. That's great, man. So all the listeners need to tune into MC Thrift's bangers, which are coming very soon. And MC Thrift, once again, thank you so much for agreeing to do this. And I wish you the best for all your future endeavors. And with this, I would like to end my interview. Tune into KGC Radio very soon for the next episode. Yeah, this is Riksum Tamang and MC Thrift signing off.
Hope you all got a general idea about the hip-hop scene in our very own Bangalore.
Angela, who is your favorite hip-hop artist?
It is definitely Divine.
And why is he your favorite Indian rapper?
Because he is the greatest to ever do it. His official name is Vivian Wilson Fernandez. He was born on October 2nd, 1990. And his stage name is Divine. He is an Indian rapper born in Mumbai, Maharashtra. He started to gain popularity after the release of his song Ye Mera Bombay in 2013. He broke through with the release of his song Meri Gali Mein in 2019, featuring Mumbai-based Remzi. On 12th December 2020, Divine became the first Indian rapper to be featured on Spotify Times Square Billboard in New York City for his album Punya Pap in 2020, which had claimed the top spot on Apple Music India. He made his debut on the 64th Annual Grammy Awards in 2022, become the first Indian hip-hop star to attend the Grammys. His song Bazigar from the latest album Gunegar got blown up on various social media platforms lately. He's well known to represent street life of Bombay.
Divine is truly great.
So Riksum, who is your favorite?
My favorite is the duo from Delhi, Sidhe Maut. It's Sidhe Maut, Indian hip-hop duo from New Delhi, India. It consists of Siddhant Sharma and Abhijay Negi. The two met at Spit Dope Incorporation, a Delhi underground rap battle organized by MC Code and Encore ABJ. They released their first track, Sidhe Maut Anthem, in May 2017, followed by their debut EP, Doka Pahada. Kam, who previously rapped in English, language to Hindi. Since then, the duo has released two studio albums, Baya and Nayab, and a mixtape between the two, as well as several singles. With many tracks produced by Cez on the beat and Kam, the rap duo has made songs on politics, romance, Indian society, and the education system. And they are definitely two of the hottest rappers in India right now.
So this is it for today's episode. Until next time, this is RJ Angela.
And this is RJ Riksum signing off.
ITC Radio.